I'd like to talk to you in this session, this podcast, about a concept that I use called zooming in and zooming out. Using this, the zooming in, zooming out in your attention and what you focus on in your body. So if you had on your computer, you had a high resolution picture, a beautiful picture, and you zoomed in on that, you notice that the finer the picture is, the further you can zoom in before you start to see pixels, individual pixels that are making up the digital picture itself. When you're zoomed in only to partially, you still see these really crisp, really clear images or details in the photo. Like imagine zooming in on a flower or a tree or something like that. But at some point, you run into these pixels where you kind of reach the limits of the photo resolution. So, and then the other mode is zooming out on the photo, so where you're going back until you see this wide expanse of view, let's say a wide angle view of a beautiful landscape, instead of looking at the individual branches or leaves or needles on the tree, you're zooming out to kind of see the whole forest and the landscape and the mountains in the back and the water in the foreground. So in a photo, we can appreciate what it's like zooming in or zooming out to see a bigger picture. Now, when you zoom out, of course, you don't see the individual details, but you kind of see everything together in a more general way, kind of how it all feels or looks together. So now think of when you're swimming in your body, you can use a focal point to zoom in on your body, on that body part. Let's say you're focused on your hand, focused on your fingers, and keeping your fingers relaxed as you're spearing in on your entry and your extension underwater when you reach your target. Don't want those fingers tense, and you're really paying attention to maybe even one particular hand is more vulnerable to tension than the other. So you chose, all right, I'm going to focus on that hand right there. So you zoom in and you notice how certain fingers want to scoop upward when you are driving in. So that would be zooming in, paying attention to that one little part of the body. Now, meanwhile, the rest of you is, yeah, your subconscious, your nervous system is still monitoring the rest of your body, but you're not so much consciously aware of everything that's going on. You're really focused on that hand, that left hand. Now, that would be zooming in. Now, zooming out is where you say, all right, I've been working on the hand, those fingers. Now I'm going to zoom out and just feel the general sensation of that whole arm together. Now, it includes the relaxed hand, but that relaxed hand, the relaxed fingers, actually echo all the way up your forearm. So the muscles involved in relaxing the fingers are attached up into your hand and up into your wrist. And by relaxing the fingers, it creates relaxation up your arm as well. And you may even find that, okay, in my shoulder too, if I'm stretching in the general range of flexible range of motion that I have right there, or if I'm actually trying to strain my arm forward a little bit further, you can feel whether you're in a relaxed extension or you're in a strained extension on that arm. So zooming out, you may be able to go out. Now, you aren't paying attention to a particular finger anymore. You're not acutely aware of the fine details of the hand, but you're feeling this overall sensation in the arm. And you may evaluate it as, oh yeah, the arm is relaxed, or no, it's tense, or it's strained, or it's reaching too hard. So that would be zooming out and getting a more regional sensation. Now, Terry, in some of his writings, in some of the videos earlier on in TI, he would talk about stroke thoughts. So I think if you've been with TI for a while, you understand what focal points are. That's a specific, you're putting your attention on a specific part of the body to receive signals from that part of the body and to send commands to that part of the body. So like I said, it could be the fingers, the elbow, relaxed head, particular part of the body. But then a stroke thought is what I like to call a package of focal points put together. So if you think of all the focal points that could be involved with your lead arm in skate position, what I like to call tree branch arm, it has shape. It has shape. You have just enough muscle tone to hold the position and shape of the arm, but it's light enough that if I were to come along or something were to come along and brush the arm, it would flex out. It would yield, flex in a yielding way, and then it would immediately swing back into position, just like a little green tree branch would if you walked by and pushed it out of your way and then let it go as you passed. It would swing back into its position. So a tree branch arm is like a stroke thought. It is a package of focal points covering a whole region. Now, you're not thinking about one particular part of the body. You're thinking about the whole region. And that's what I would call zooming out. And then if you're zooming out and you notice, oh, something's not right in this arm, it does feel unusually tense, something's not quite right, then you could zoom in on a particular part. Say, okay, let's check the armpit first. Am I opened up there? Am I opened up too much there? And you could make an adjustment. And then zoom out. See, how does the arm feel? Does it feel like that tree branch arm? Yes or no? Zoom back in. Okay, let's check the hand and the fingers. Are they relaxed? Are they shapely but relaxed? And you make an adjustment there. And zoom back out again and say, all right, now is my arm. Does it have that general tree branch feeling? Nice shape, nice position, but it would yield if bumped by something. So does that see how that works? Zooming in, zooming out. So I'd like you to use that in your personal practice time. So don't spend too much time in an individual focal point without occasionally zooming out to see that the focal point, the individual part of the body, is integrating into the overall sensation that you're trying to make in that region of the body. And then, of course, ultimately, you want to be able to zoom out and feel your whole body at one time in a full, harmonized, synchronized, propulsive action of movement. And that is when you are, in a sense, getting closer to swimming on autopilot. That now the whole body, you've zoomed out and you're monitoring the body and its quality, but kind of from a little bit more distant observer position and seeing, all right, generally, does the body feel like it's doing what I expect it to do? Yes. And if you find something that doesn't feel quite right, then you can zoom in on that particular part, monitor it, test it, make an adjustment. And then for your general cruising, zoom back out, kind of stay in that overall monitoring mode, that overall zoomed out viewpoint, and just keep an eye on things while you're swimming along. And that would be kind of how I go about swimming longer distance. I'd spend some of the time focused on particular areas that I wanted tuned up for the day. And then later on, I would just move into kind of that zoomed out, slightly autopilot mode, keeping an eye on things, just sensing that the body is humming along as it should. And and enjoying my swim more and more, because I think in that zoomed out position is actually where you are going to spend more enjoyable swimming time, especially on longer distance swims. All right, that's my encouragement to you. Please try out zooming in, zooming out concept and see how it works for you.